From the Land Grant University in Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, this is the closing market report for the 26th day of April 2013. I'm Todd Gleason. Coming up in this half hour, we'll talk about the commodity markets with Mike Zuzulo at Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting. He's in Lafayette, Indiana. Bruce Bossard will be here from the Ludlow Co-op Elevator Company of Ludlow, Illinois, to take a look at the cash grain market. And we'll hear about the agricultural weather forecast for the weekend and beyond and how April has been very, very wet. You already know that, but how wet comparatively from Jim Angel. He's the state climatologist at the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute. And we'll do it all during this Friday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report, a production of Illinois Public Media from the University of Illinois.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
Let's check the numbers now. As they settled up in Chicago for a Friday afternoon, the hard red, actually the soft red, finished 12.5 cents lower at $6.88¾. And that was, again, 12.5 cents lower for the May contract. July at 692.5, down 11.25 in the soft red winter wheat from Chicago. The hard red in Kansas City for the harvest month, $7.50½, down 11 cents. From the corn pit nearby, May contract at 644, a penny and a quarter lower. July at 619¾, down 4¾. In September, 544¾, 5¾ lower. December corn at 524, down 7¼. And the March contract at 535, finished 7¼ lower. May of next year, 543¼, down 7 cents for the day. The May soybeans at $14.30¾, 7¼ higher. July at 1381, up 8¾. And August at 13.18½, up 9¾. September beans $12.47½, up 4¾. The November contract at $12.10¼, up 4 cents. And January beans $12.17½, 3¾ cents higher. Bean meal futures on the day $417.90, up 3.60. Bean oil at $49.66, down 11. Live cattle futures finished the June at $122.60. That's 30 cents lower on the afternoon. The August at $123.27½, down 45. And August feeder cattle at 151.17½, 97.5 cents lower. September at 152.90, down a dollar and a nickel. June lean hogs on the day at $92.52½, up 70 cents, and July futures there at $92.75. finished 72.5 cents higher on the day. You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It comes from you to you from the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. This, of course, is Illinois Public Media. Here's what the outside markets look like at this hour. Crude oil futures, June contract, $92.75 a barrel, down 88 cents. The RBOB gasoline or wholesale price at $2.82.09. That's a penny and 7 cents higher. Ethanol trading at $2.45.6, up 0.3 cents. And the difference between those two is now 37.3 cents on the spread. It is a penny and 4 cents wider than it was yesterday. Natural gas at $4.15.2, down a penny and a half for the afternoon. Heating oil or diesel fuel at $2.89.5 a gallon, down 0.6 cents. And the gold on the day at $1,453.60 an ounce, down $8.20. The U.S. dollar is currently trading at 82.49. That's down 0.24. Here's what the weather forecast looks like. As it comes from the National Weather Service for the Urbana-Champaign area this afternoon, mostly cloudy skies, a high of 63 degrees on a south wind at 14 to 17. That'll gust all the way to 24 miles per hour this afternoon. And then for this evening, a 20% chance of showers. That'll come after 1 a.m. Mostly cloudy, a low of 44 degrees, a south wind at 6 to 9 miles an hour. Tomorrow, a 40% chance of showers. Cloudy, a high near 63, east-southeast winds at 6 to 10. And tomorrow evening, a 30% chance of showers. That's for Saturday night. Cloudy, low 48. Sunday, mostly cloudy and 67. Sunday night, partly cloudy and 50. On Monday, to start the work week, mostly sunny skies, 74 degrees. Partly cloudy Monday night, 55. Tuesday in the area, sunny and 77. Partly cloudy on Tuesday evening and 56. We'll take a more complete look at the weather forecast when we get to the bottom of the half hour. We'll talk with Jim Angel. He's the state climatologist based here on campus at the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute. Naturally, this is the Closing Market Report that comes to you from Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, and Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason for a Friday afternoon. We're going to take just a bit of moment, just time here, and talk to you a bit about something that's really important to us. I know you want to hear from Mike Zuzulo. Hey, Mike, how are you today?
Good day to you, Todd.
Hey, thanks so much. Okay, we're going to put Mike back on hold because we have something to talk to you about this afternoon. So Mr. Dickey and I were doing some figuring as we were going into this half hour, trying to figure out really how many folks we needed to call and if we could do, well, I don't know what I want to call this, a trifecta, but we're going to double up. We have about 34 calls, right, Dave, that we need in to finish off our challenge. That would manage to put us with that challenge money, which is $4,700, because we picked up an extra $1,000 on that one during the week.
Yes, we did.
All right, so that would put us at 34 calls. If we average $127 a call, actually at 35 calls, we need 34 to finish the challenge, but we need 35 to make the goal here. At $127 plus the $4,700, we're just about $9,000 away from the $120,000 goal. So what I'm trying to say is we can finish the challenge off, get our $4,700, finish the drive off.
Yes, we can.
Finish off the $120,000 raised for WILL. And if we do it all, Dave, we don't come back and do this again until October.
That's right.
Over till October.
6 months of uninterrupted closing market reports.
Yeah, absolutely. So here's how you do it. And you have to do it now. So I'm going to give you the phone number to call. You can go online, but do it one way or the other. Do it right now. We're going to try to get this done. About 2/3 of the folks that call in for the closing market report do it in the overnight hours, as best I can tell. And between Dave and I, we run about 36 to 37 calls in the last 24 hours.
Right.
So we need to do that again, but we need to do it in a half hour. So if you're going to do it now. 217-244-9455. Let me make that clear. 217-244-9455. We need, let's make it 40 calls so we're clear. We'll finish the drive off. We'll finish the challenge off. And we won't be back doing this until October of this year. So June disappears. All those times that we come to you during the rest of the year, finished off. We come back in our new fiscal year, but not until October. Dial in now, 217-244-9455. If you're used to going to the webpage, you can pledge there, willag.org. Just up at the top of the page, hit contribute now or below my face. You'll see that there. There's another link that says pledge on it. However you do it, pledge now. The average pledge needs to be $127. That's the average pledge, Dave, right? So
right.
Less is fine. More?
More is grand.
More is grand. Oh, a grand would be great. A grand would be great. But however you do it right now, 217-244-9455. Get started so that we can see that it's happening. And hopefully, maybe we can get a run here and get really close by the time we wrap up things in this half hour. Let's see. On the phone line with us, of course, we heard from Mike already. Mike, how are you doing, Mr. Zuzulo?
Let's sweeten the pot more, Todd. Let's say that anybody that calls in the next half hour, if they want it, they can have 2 months of my weekly copy for free.
All right. There you go. So thank you so much. That is
marvelous.
That is something else. So now you've got another challenge in front of you. You call in this half hour, any of you that call, you'll get a free copy for 2 months of Mr. Zuzulo's. And that one comes out how often?
Would be the weekly copy. I do both daily and weekly, but I'm going to do weekly.
Yeah, and is that
it's the busy time of the year. They're not going to be able to read it each day anyway.
Yeah, okay, so the weekly copy. 2 months, 8 issues or thereabouts. Fantastic.
Correct.
Thank you so much, Mike. Okay, I know they want to hear about the marketplace, so let's talk about that. What did you see in the futures today?
Well, it's kind of like what we were talking about this morning. When you look at the Dees corn and you're down about 25 cents and you're at the second slowest planting pace in the recorded history for this time of year, and we were 56% planted in Illinois a year ago on Monday, and then you look at July wheat in the Kansas City market back at 750, and you're back to where you were last May, even though the crop conditions are 30 points lower in good to excellent, and that means they're twice as bad as they were last year at this time. I think you got to go someplace else to help explain why the market went lower, and I think my explanation would be we had the big gold sell-off 2 weeks ago with the bad GDP from China. We came out this week with a bad PMI from China. And then the Chinese leaders this morning came out and put a statement out, and they said, we, A, need to strengthen our economic growth momentum, and B, help not have any potential risk to the financial sector. So I think you've got a general bias right now in the midst of supply-demand fundamentals that would say we should be going up, this bias that the overall commodity demand is going down. I think it's wrong because the agriculture sector, I think, hasn't really appreciated how tight we are in supplies. At least the spreads have, but in the cash market has. But maybe the future traders are betting on that new crop supply coming very quickly.
And so you're waiting for the recognition to come into the marketplace at this time.
Exactly right. You've got May delivery next week. You've got the crop tour in the Southern Plains. The Kansas crop tour is going to be huge next week, in my opinion. And then you've got the planting weather. Will it be on or will it not be on? I've got folks from Northern Illinois saying we're going to try and run Sunday, Monday if we don't get rained out. This weekend, I've got folks down in Tennessee saying they didn't get half their corn in. They're moving to beans. I think the trade is a little bit messed up in terms of, and confused, I should say, probably a better word, in terms of what actually has gotten done and what will get done. I think by Tuesday of next week, it'll be a lot more clear to everybody.
Yeah, speaking of clear, CME Group today announced that there is a, what, force majeure in place
right
for
on
deliveries?
Illinois.
Yeah, and what does that mean exactly?
Well, it's an act of God that they will not be able to take on any of their contractual obligations because of an act of God, because of the flooding. That's the very simplistic definition of why they went ahead and did that, because you're seeing now another system coming through in both this weekend, a light system, and then middle of next week, the afternoon models, the midday models, after actually came in with a lot more precip for the primary corn belt. The Ohio River Valley is probably going to swell the Mississippi again. So if you don't have the Illinois River causing problems this week, you'll probably have the Ohio causing problems next week when it comes to the Mississippi.
And that press release also mentioned something about most of it not headed for the export market, but for the local end users, ethanol plants and such. Why did they go to that extent?
I'm not sure if that was because they do not have the rail availability at this point to be able to substitute and offset, or whether the cost measure is just too great on the rail. But I was wondering the same thing, is why did you distinguish between that? And my guess is because the trucks and the rail aren't going to be able to pick up the slack for what they have to do, so they're going to have to just say, we can't get it to you.
Yeah. Oh, so the force majeure simply says, it's an act of God, we're supposed to deliver, but you're not going to get it.
That's exactly how I understand
how
those
does,
force
how
majeure.
Does the contract get filled at that point?
Say again?
How does the contract finish completion? How does
it
get filled?
I think that'd be a question for Dan or one of the other guys that are in the commercial side, because I don't know if they get a certain number of days to fill that contract after enacting the force majeure. I'm not sure.
Huh. Well, it'll be interesting to watch. I guess so. We'll find out. Hey, soybeans on the flip side of the corn and the wheat, which were lower, soybeans have been moving higher.
You couldn't ignore the cash market in the soybeans, and I think that's where they really were able to pull away from the bird flu fears and the China fears and really take on the mantle of leadership to the upside. And I did not think they had it in them all week this week. I thought maybe this start of the week they would, and then they'd give back a lot of their gains and then come back in with May delivery next week and maybe try and lead to the upside again. But they really surprised me to the upside, and I think it goes back to Central Illinois still quoting $1.10 over for May beans. They're just not there right now, it would seem, Todd, and it really calls into question that grain stocks report by USDA last March.
Hey, can we talk about livestock just a bit? Did
sure.
you see Chris Hurt's writings and musings earlier in the week in the Weekly Outlook where he suggested that later in this year, fall in particular, expansion could take place, and then we could have another little bump in the fat cattle market simply because heifers would be laid off for that expansion?
You know, the interesting thing about, I did not read Chris's update, but that makes sense from a standpoint that the supplies are going to be ample in livestock. You had a cold storage report when you add the poultry increase, the pork, and the beef together from last week. That's a 14% increase versus last month. And that's a real big number to have to digest. And then when you get today's GDP figures, I'm really concentrating hard on getting the summer hogs back to the mid-90s and getting some hedges laid in there, because I'm really concerned about a bigger supply meeting a lower demand, because I think we really are teetering on a recessionary mindset. And these payroll tax cuts were noted in today's GDP. The fact that they went off and that people are being, you know, taking more out of their checks, that's a big issue to the trade, I think, in the meat sector later down the road.
All right. Thank you so much. And just a reminder, your challenge to the listeners is that anybody who calls in this half hour will get 2 months' worth of your weekly reports.
That's exactly right, and that will include weather updates and the whole shebang.
All right, thanks so much.
You bet, Todd. Good luck.
Oh, my gosh, helpful. Thank you so much. That is Mike Zuzulo. He's with Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting. He's in Lafayette, Indiana, and joins us here on the Closing Market Report. Happens each and every Friday afternoon.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM, now providing a new mobile site, FarmerView, for up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Well, I see an extra four on our list at this point. That doesn't surprise me because most people wait until just about now to start making those phone calls day. But four is a really good number because usually during that process, it's a zero. So that's a good start.
That is a terrific start. It means that we're 30 calls to go to make this challenge of that we've been working at all week. We've been whittling it down. We're now at 30 calls. Maybe you've been sitting in the weeds wondering if you wanted to make a challenge. Well, it is last chance, Texaco. Any amount is good. You decide the amount that you want to give, but know that your contribution will go directly toward this challenge, a $4,700 challenge. And we hear from 30 more people who say agricultural programming is of benefit to them. Our thanks to Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, and AgriGold Seeds, as well as Stuart Peterson's branch office of Champaign, three of the fine business partners that have put in toward that challenge of $4,700. 217-244-9455 is the number to call. Or if you're listening online, go to willpledge.org. Or if you're on our Will Ag homepage, you can go up in the upper right-hand corner. There's a little red block there that says contribute, Todd.
All right, a couple of things, because a lot of the phone calls for the Closing Market Report for the Ag Service come in the overnight hours. While we're talking about this half hour now, don't consider that
right.
We met any of these challenges.
That's
just
right.
In your mind, say, nope, we didn't meet any of them. And actually, we probably will need your phone call. I'm going to say that that's probably true. So go ahead and make that phone call or go online, dial in at 217-244-9455. We'd sure like to have Ag settle up a couple of accounts this afternoon, especially because, well, Mark Leonard, the boss, is in the studio this afternoon to talk to us a little bit about the agricultural programming here, what it means to a station like WILL. Oh, hi, Mark.
Good hey, afternoon. How are you doing, Todd?
I'm doing really
Dave?
Well.
Dave?
Hi.
It is just a pleasure to sit here and watch this show come together, because usually I'm a listener, not necessarily sitting on this side. And you make it look so easy to take all of this data and all of this information and to make it available live, real time, to the producers of our region. It is a unique service. There are not many public radio stations that provide the level and quality of agricultural reporting and information that WILL is able to do. And that obviously is because in our region, it is such an important economic driver of our region. And for the University of Illinois, agriculture has been at the core of what the University of Illinois has done since the very beginning as a
land-grant university.
Absolutely. So it is important, and you are important to us, and it would be wonderful if we could wrap up this challenge successfully, because I think if their math is correct, and I'm going to trust Dave and Todd because they're much better at math than I am, that if you do make this challenge that is in place, the Ag Challenge, at an average of $110, did you say?
$127
per pledge, then that means that the drive will reach its goal and we will pull the plug and end it and wrap it up successfully. We are scheduled to go into tomorrow. That is the original plan. But we have said from the very beginning, at whatever point we reach $120,000 raised, we will stop, because our listeners have told us that they would love to see us be able to raise the money in a shorter period of time. So we are very serious about that, but we cannot make the calls. It's up to you to make the pledge of support right now at 244-9455 or online at our pledge site, willpledge.org.
Absolutely. 217-244-9455 is the number to call. I see two more have come in. Our computers...
28 to go.
Yeah, they lag just a little bit, so there may be a few more in there, but we'll go with the six that we have in the pocket at the moment, so we need to keep going. 28-217-244-9455. Keep dialing. Just keep dialing or keep heading online at willag.org and hit contribute up at the top. When you go online, by the way, make sure you hit WILL 8. AM and that you hit agriculture. Then it'll be AM will be the first page or the second page you see, and then the next page will have you trip agriculture. So make sure that that happens. Online at willag.org, make sure you hit contribute, WILL AM, then I'm listening to the Ag Service, or 217-244-9455. Average gift, we hope, 127. More is great. Less is perfectly fine. On the phone line now with us to take a look at the cash grain market is Bruce Bostard. He's up at the Ludlow Co-op Elevator Company in Ludlow, Illinois. You're in a great listening area for us, by the way, Bruce. Thank you so much for taking the time with us this afternoon.
Hey, it's just nice to have a day where it's sunny out and not raining.
Does that mean you get to move corn or soybeans a bit more easily this afternoon, or do you have anything left to move?
We still have some left to move. We loaded a corn unit today, have a bean unit coming in this weekend to load on Monday, so they'll give us something to do to keep us out of trouble for a few days.
Now, from time to time, those are going to odd spaces rather than the normal places. How about this time around?
Beautiful Decatur, Illinois.
Yeah. The black hole sucking everything up, huh?
Yep.
All right. Well, that would be typical for both train loads?
Yes. This year, the last couple years, historically, no. Historically, a lot of the grain has gone export, but it's just a really disappointing export market on grains. Corn, looks like we are on a pace right now to export the lowest amount of corn since the Soviets first came in the early 70s, so that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy, but it's a reminder that this time frame and that time were similar in unique ways. We doubled the price of grains at roughly in those two time frames, the 1970s and, of course, the 2010s at this point. And something unique and challenging came into the marketplace. It was a grab for energy. At that point, it was an export to feed the world from the United States. This time around, it was internally or domestically and somewhat globally, I suppose, to produce energy from crops.
You know, some quantum changes in agriculture. And interesting, you know, we were pushing out grain, we were pushing out soybeans, exporting them, but the production gains had gotten so big to where literally it was cheaper to burn it than to feed it because there was so much of it. So that was just a quantum change.
What do you see when you look forward? Because the last time we did this, there was a period of about 10, 12 years that were really ugly for agriculture. I don't know that anybody's thinking about that kind of thing this time around.
I certainly hope not.
I'm in the middle.
Are some huge differences, though. I mean, if you look in the 1980s, where there was a huge amount of leverage for the expansion out here, and in this era, we don't see quite the same amount of leverage. There's been expansion, but there's been profits to fuel things.
You know, I should have gone there. I'm in the middle of fundraising. It's going to be good. Just say it's going to be good.
It's going to be good. Hey, and information is important.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, what are your bids for the day?
We are at 6:45 on corn and 14:56 on soybeans.
Thanks so much, Bruce.
Thank you.
Bruce Bostard is with the Ludlow Co-op Elevator Company. He's out of Ludlow, Illinois. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Friday afternoon to take a look at the agricultural futures markets. I took a look over the computer. I think four more have come in, Dave. So we're doing really well, but let's keep it up. We need to make sure that we meet this challenge as more than one. We'd like to finish off the $120,000, finish the drive off. If 34, five of you, let's say 40 of you call in with an average gift of $127 in this half hour, we'll make that happen. And all you have to do is dial the number right now, 217-244-9455. Again, the number to call is 217-244-9455. More in just a moment. You, of course, are listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Well, Mr. Dickey, we're working towards that goal at this point, and we really need others to call in at this time to make that challenge.
We need 24 more people to call in and say they benefit from WIL agriculture, and we will meet the challenge. Remember, just a few minutes ago, Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics said, hey, for every call during this half hour, we're going to give a free 2-month subscription to his newsletter. It is a fine newsletter. It is chock full of information that you can use. 2 free months at any giving level. And also know that your pledge also will go toward meeting this challenge of $4,700 when we hear from 24 more people who say they benefit from agriculture on our station. That's 217-244-9455. That is the number to call. Our thanks to a few organizations, a few fine business partners that helped to make the challenge possible, including Risk Management Commodities out of Lafayette, Indiana, the Andersons in Champaign, Illinois, Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois, and AgriView of Morton. All fine business partners, and we really do appreciate the work that those people do throughout the year, not just at the drives, Mark, but throughout the year in supporting our agricultural stations.
Oh, absolutely. The number of different voices and perspectives that are brought together to bring you the kind of comprehensive reporting that's necessary is truly staggering. We broadcast it. Todd and Dave are the coordinators. They're the ring leaders, ringmasters. But many, many voices make this the important business service that it is for you. And it's a non-commercial service because commercial broadcasters have cut back on what they have offered. It's public radio like Illinois Public Radio that steps in and makes it possible. But we can only do it with your support at 244-9455.
Lernard Seed Service supports agricultural programming on WILL as an additional service to its customers. Lernard Seed Service is an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products to farmers throughout East Central Illinois via the Asgro on-demand bulk soybean handling system. Lernard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
This is the Friday edition of the Closing Market Report. It is the 26th day of April. Have you dialed in yet? 217-244-9455, whether you listen to the home station WILL or one of our affiliates and you're in Watsika or Taylorville, Jacksonville, you're over in Charleston, wherever you happen to be in Clinton, Illinois, give us a call, 217-244-9455. Hey, Jim Angel is not available live this afternoon. He's away from the office. He told me that was the case, but he did leave us a little update of the weather forecast.
This is Jim Angel, state climatologist located at the Illinois State Water Survey at the Prairie Research Institute on the campus of the University of Illinois. Based on preliminary data, this April in Illinois is already the fourth wettest on record with 6.6 inches of precipitation. Average statewide precipitation for April is 3.8 inches, so we are already almost 2 inches above average. Precipitation was heaviest in the northern third of Illinois with amounts of 7 to 9 inches. There was a second band of heavy precipitation just north of Interstate 70, also with amounts of 7 to 9 inches. It is no surprise, then, that we have seen record flooding along the Illinois, Wabash, and Mississippi rivers. According to the National Weather Service, temperatures will begin to warm this weekend with highs in the low to mid-60s across the state on Saturday. Lows on Saturday night will range from the low 40s in the north to the low 50s in the south. High Sundays will be in the mid to upper 60s across Illinois. Low Sunday night will be in the 40s. Highs on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday will be in the low to mid-70s, while the lows will be in the 50s. A low-pressure system will move through southern Illinois on Saturday, bringing moderate amounts of precipitation of an inch or less into that region, but the rest of the state should be spared. The next chance for rain is for late Wednesday when a strong cold front sweeps through the state. At this stage, the amounts are expected to be less than half an inch and mostly confined to northwest Illinois. This is Jim Angel, state climatologist at the Illinois State Water Survey.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Hey, have you dialed in yet? I hope so. Keep dialing those phones, 217-244-9455, pledging online, whether you're listening live or later in the evening, however you do it. We're headed towards making a goal of 150 listeners calling in with their pledge of financial support for agricultural programming here at willag.org from Illinois Public Media. If you're one of those, please dial in now. We're really getting close. We're getting close. So keep dialing in, 217 877-244-9455. We'd sure like to make the $120,000 goal for the whole drive with agriculture support. We'll finish that up. We won't come back again until October, if that's the case. And we need you to dial in now because we still need about 24, 25 folks to meet our challenge. And if you do that, we'll pick up an extra $4,700 from our business partners. Thank you.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.